Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of December 14th, and a look ahead at your weekend. A Cranford man was killed Sunday morning in a house fire. Philip Antier, a CHS graduate, was the lone occupant of the home at 155 Hillcrest Avenue. The cause of the blaze is still being investigated. Cranford will continue a tuition-based full-day kindergarten for the next school year. Applications must be submitted by January 4th, and student selection is based on a lottery system. The tuition is $720 per month. Friday in CHS varsity sports, the bowling team will face Linden on the road, while both the girls and boys basketball teams will be in action. The girls will host Scotch Plains Fanwood at 7, while the boys will face James Caldwell High School in West Caldwell. On Saturday, the wrestling team participates in the Garden State Wrestling Classic in Barnegat, and on Sunday, the ice hockey squad faces off against Montclair in Montclair. Looks like rain is a good possibility throughout the weekend. Highs on Friday and Saturday in the low 50s and lows in the 40s. On Sunday, the high will only reach the low 40s. The Cranford Dramatic Club continues Seussical Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30. The show closes Sunday at 2. Friday evening, enjoy Holiday Shop in downtown Cranford between 6 and 8. Stores will be offering specials, and the celebration singers will be caroling. On Saturday between noon and 1 at the gazebo, the Cranford Area Chamber of Commerce will be having photos with Santa. The cost is $3 per photo. After the picture-taking, Santa hops on the trolley for rides and holiday songs around town. Sunday at 1, listen to Michael Dooley sing Christmas carols at Eastman Plaza. More events and details can be found at Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.